Chapter 1, Section 5, Climate, Doctrine and Leadership. You can think of climate as the rules of game. For example, you don't send the Navy into a storm any more than you would send troops walking over a cliff. I had heard Richard Feynman talk about how you could learn the rules of chess simply by observing the board over time. Maybe there were rules of business that I could discover if I could map the environment. Maybe everything wasn't quite so random. But climate is more than just the rules of the game, it's also the opponent's actions and how well you can anticipate the change. Unfortunately, without a map, I was stuck. Hence I turned to next factor, which was doctrine or the standard ways of operating. This I thought would be easy as it's just the good practice of business. I started looking into operational strategy and it was during that time another one of those blindingly obvious questions hit me. I was reading up on the great and good of business, those wise men and women who ran corporations along with their secrets of success, when a thought popped into my mind: how did I know if they were wise? How do I know this practice is good? What if a lot of it was luck and just outcome bias? The last point is worth exploring more. Imagine a normal six-sided dice. Imagine you have two possible bets, either 1 to 5 or the number 6. Now, basic probability would tell you to choose 1 to 5. Let us suppose you choose this, we roll the dice and it turns out to be 6. Were you wrong in your choice? Was the person who bet on 6 making the right strategic choice? If you didn't understand basic probability, then on an outcome basis alone, then you'd argue they were right, but it's clearly the wrong strategic choice. Roll the dice 100 times and you will overwhelmingly win if you stick to betting on 1 to 5. When we choose to copy another, is it the right strategic choice or because of outcome bias? Am I copying ExxonMobil, Fannie Mae, Nokia and Blockbuster because of some deep strategic insight or because of past success? Am I copying the wrong thing? So how did I know that what I was copying would be right? Furthermore, even if it was right, then how did I know it would be right for my business? When you think about military history, there are many moves that have been learned over time from one battle to another, for example flanking an opponent to suppressing fire. These are context-specific as in relevant to the battle at hand. In other words, you don't flank an opponent when an opponent isn't at the point you're flanking. But there are also many approaches that are not context-specific but more universally useful. For example, training your soldiers to fire a rifle is universal. You never hear a general shout, "Okay, we're going to use suppressing fire," which means you all need to start learning how to fire a rifle. They already know. These universal approaches are my standard ways of operating, the doctrine that we follow. But if I cannot see the landscape, then how do I know whether an approach is universal or context-specific? In one battle, just because a general may have won by flanking an opponent, then it doesn't mean ordering my troops to flank the opponent is going to work every time. This may be completely the wrong thing to do. I can't just simply copy others even if they are successful, because I don't know if that success was due to them being wise or just plain luck, nor whether our context is the same. Unfortunately, copying the wise men and women of business who had been successful was all that I had done. I had even heard other people talk about how they had tried to copy this or that approach and it had failed, and I had heard others say that it was their execution that had failed. Well, what if it wasn't? What if they had copied one context-specific approach and applied it to the wrong context? What if it was just the wrong thing to do, like betting on 6? How would they know? How would I know? At this point, my gut was having collie wobbles. I clearly had no clue about anything and I was leading the company. Where was I leading them? I had no idea. It could be over a cliff. Even the manner in which I was telling them to act could be completely wrong. I was like a general ordering his troops to walk over the cliff in a flanking movement whilst practicing shooting rifles. Not exactly the future I had hoped for. But still, we were successful. I couldn't figure that bit out and I kept thinking I was worrying about nothing. But we had no maps, and without maps we had no mechanism to learn about common patterns that affect our landscape, nor anticipate possible change, nor determine the why of movement. We had no real idea whether a change in the market was caused by us or some other force. If we can't see the environment in which we are competing, then how do we determine whether a successful approach is universal or specific to that environment? If I can't separate out what is context specific, then how do I determine what is doctrine, i.e. universally applicable, from that which is leadership, i.e. context specific? Everything was a mess.